It is the review show on the Anfield Wrap after Wolverhampton Wanderers 0 Liverpool 1. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to get into this one, and a lot to get into, and we'll start with the teams. And Sean, it's the same again from Everton. Manager obviously looking at rhythm and momentum, and obviously a bit of Milan context in there even. I just wanted to put across something that I picked up on as the game's playing out, and also before. Three of the players that are out, Keita, Jones, Firmino, I think, would it be unfair to say that two out of three of them would be in with a really good chance of starting this one, given the game, given the opposition, given that you know that you need to be technically spot on at Molineux, you know that you're going to be playing in tight spaces, and you know that there's going to be a lot of sort of number 10, 8.5 type of play between the lines. I think it was one in which, you know, if the manager could have had everyone fit, he'd have maybe looked at least two of those three, do you think?
Possibly. I know that's the right answer and the shithouse answer, which possibly goes without saying, but I think you could make a really strong case for both, in that you could make a very strong argument for Firmino being in there, ignoring ability and stuff. There's a good tactical reason for him being in there, to try and either drag their centre midfielders a bit deeper or to drag some of their back three in and around and stuff. And also, would you rather just take the heat off Jota and bring him off the bench in that way? Or alternatively, quite a typical Klopp thing to do, do you look at it and go, no, this is the, I know that for Jota this is one of the big games in the diary with an X marks the spot, you know, it's his birthday, the way that the game falls, you know, not just in terms of getting the result, because that's the ruthless thing you've got to do, is make sure that you get the result, but in the wider context of it, it's the kind of thing that players in a dressing room really appreciate. They're not looking for favours, but you know, it is the kind of thing that all managers do have it in the back of the mind. Whether they ignore that or not is a different matter. I think in the midfield, it's difficult because I actually think he'd probably commit as much as he can to getting Fabinho, Thiago and Henderson on the pitch as much as he can. Not only for the benefit of them three being together. I more mean, March onwards, he and all of us want that midfield on the pitch as much as it can possibly be on the pitch. But they actually haven't had much game time together. And therefore, I just think them, although they've got a rhythm of the team in their own little way, just the three of them together, now's a good time to get as much time on the pitch as you can, looking ahead to, you know, the real business end of the season. So I think I'd probably be more certain that he'd have maybe gone with the Firmino option than maybe disrupted the midfield, because I actually think he's looking longer term with that.